I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Innovation on the creative edges often moves into the mainstream and, in any case, is a key part of free expression. The first Northwest Oregon Different Arts and Music Showcase will present unusual creativity in that spirit on November 3rd at Old Nick's in Eugene. The founders of the showcase, Gary Dye and Robert Zeres Shepherd, are here with me in the KLCC studios. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What qualities of difference would you include to make music different enough to be in a part of this festival?
I would say it mostly involves a personal judgment. Things that we've heard all our lives on AM radio, top 40, country music, and classical music are all well and good, but we're looking for something that crosses the border into something different. It just has to be something that I haven't heard before, haven't been exposed much to, and frankly, sometimes I don't like it first until I get used to it a bit.
Mention a few of the people that you have chosen to include in this first festival in that spirit.
We're starting out with a veteran of the Eugene electronic music scene, a guy named Don Haugen. We've got a band from Corvallis called No Method. They're also electronica. They sort of start out kind of slow and quiet and build up to some pretty strange chaos. Then we have a band called Hartchuck, and they combine a bunch of found instruments with conventional instruments. It's not what you'd call melodic, but it's very interesting sounds. Then we have a band called A Pack of Majors. They're from Eugene. And they're more in a rock vein, I would say. Improvised pieces. And then our own band, The Giant Worm, we don't even discuss it beforehand. We just plunge into making noise and or music. We have a storyteller who's talking over the top of us. So we're sort of narrating or providing a soundtrack for his raps.
And he just creates characters spur of the moment.
Some broken moment was restitched by a crow hopping across my windowsill carrying a pen that, when he aimed it at me, seemed to emit a strange violet light.
How do you react to the audience in your creation in these spontaneous ways?
Originally, we weren't even trying to appeal to an audience. We were just having fun with each other. And it wasn't until we started playing up in Olympia that we realized there is actually an appeal, at least for some people, for this kind of thing.
You know, we've been recording ourselves for 30 years in our studio doing this. And when we listen back, some of it is just amazing, magical. We make discoveries on the spur of the moment.
All of the bands that we have selected are iconoclastic and probably started out doing it for themselves. I would say it's almost happenstance that an audience might or might not like it.
How would you place this in the context of other avant-garde artistic movements over the years?
I think there's what you might call a hidden history to human progress that involves a lot of these avant-garde risk-takers. We're particularly fond of the Dada and Surrealist movement, which dates back to the 1910s and 20s. For me, anyway, they represent not just an artistic challenge, but a challenge to society itself. Dada, I think, was created as a reaction to World War I and all the death and mayhem that was going on at that time. And meanwhile, artists were painting cutesy little realistic landscapes and so forth. The Dadaists would have none of that. That's just too complacent. There's all this terrible stuff going on, people. Come on. And so their art was meant to shake people up, wake them up. And I think in that regard, we want to reflect that and continue that tradition.
But at the same time, wit and risk are important elements, always. And when you go out and you improvise and you look for moments of dissonance, which can make somebody's brow furrow, If you're patient and you let the music unspool before you, chances are you're going to be rewarded.
Gary Dye and Robert Zerius Shepherd, co-founders of the Northwest Oregon Different Arts and Music Showcase. The first annual showcase will be at Old Nick's in Eugene on Friday, November 3rd at 7 p.m. For more information, nodams.blogspot.com or on Facebook at eugene.xfest. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.